Okay, now we can fucking mini-sode. Now that our sound guy figured his shit out.
Jesus
Jesus.
Christ.
Yeah.
We don't pay you for one job.
Yeah. Hey, Minnesota.
Minnesota number two.
Number two. What do we got to do? What are we going to talk about?
Ooh, buddy, we got some listener
Do
mail.
we really?
Oh, we do, really?
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we? How many? A
Well,
lot?
I'm gonna do a survey of one of our each platforms.
Okay, so one from the Facebook
We
page,
got a
one
Facebook
from
message,
the.
we got an Instagram comment, and we
Nice.
got a Gmail that we're gonna read
Awesome.
today.
So all three are being utilized.
They're all being
Love it,
utilized. You
man.
guys are so great.
Cool. What do we want to start with? Which was your favorite?
Well, we got a little listener mail from someone you and I know well
Oh.
because we appeared on their YouTube channel on the day our show was released.
Nice. Can you hear the fan of my laptop
Well, I
going?
can. I sure can.
I sure can
Oh
too. And
boy.
it's quite annoying.
It's
Forgive
awful.
us. If that persists, just, keep listening through it. You'll be fine.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best. The fan on my laptop likes to turn on and stay on. I think it's just an old bad battery.
Yeah, just like the second we start
Just,
recording.
while we're
And
recording, it
like
likes
say,
to give up and
hello!
just be the nice ambient, frickin' high pitch ringing
What if it's not
in the
like your
background.
laptop? What if it's like the sound of like the curse energy and it's just like being
The
picked
curse
up
energy just lives amongst
by
us all the time,
the
fucking with
radio
our
waves?
podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that thing at Griffith Observatory that I was freaking out about. Did I tell you about that thing?
No, tell me about that thing.
Okay, so I went to Griffith Observatory and it was just a series of existential crises for me. Like it was, I love museums, I fucking love museums, and it destroyed me. It destroyed my whole sense of self and purpose. Anyway, there are these two like machines, right? And one of them, it's like just sort of like a series of metal plates, and it's like a smallish cube. Like it looks like you could like wrap your arms around it, and just these little bits of like electricity are just sort of zipping through it. Just now, every now and then, it's like zit, 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 zit. And what it is it's like measuring like fucking space dust that is always floating through our atmosphere and just coming at our planet, but it's too small for us to
To get through the
see.
atmosphere.
And like and it's just there. It's just like energy that's around us all the time that we can't detect as humans, but is just like all the time, all the time, always. And then there was this other machine. I don't know if it's really a machine. It looked fucking witchy as shit.
Okay.
And it's like
A
it
witchy
was
machine.
witchy looking machine, and it was just like a plate. It was just like a little square thing, and it looked like there were like clouds sort of swirling around on top of it, and every once in a while it would sort of like swirl more in a certain place. And what that machine measured is like whenever like a sun or star that's like in its fucking orbit or whatever, like heats up and has like a flare, or like if a star dies, like there's some sort of change in the heat of some fucking sun or star that's like above this thing, it makes the clouds like. And so, like, you're looking at stars dying on this like cloud plate, and they're just sort of like sitting there in the middle of the. Anyway, it messed me up,
That yeah,
man.
that's like the most modern witch cauldron
Yeah. And
you could imagine,
it
yeah.
honestly was just like, God, there is stuff around us all the time that we don't feel or understand constantly.
Yeah, that's very
And
true.
it's real.
Yeah.
It's science. Anyway, it messed me up.
Yeah.
Plus, that whole place just makes me feel like nothing matters. Like I'm like, I'm the most insignificant speck.
Yes. Yeah. But
But it
isn't
was
that
interesting.
weirdly comforting in a way
It
too?
can be, yeah.
It's my big comfort in life, actually. I was telling somebody about this the other day that when everything just feels way too heavy, I go, "Oh yeah, nothing fucking
I'm a
matters.
speck.
I'm nothing." But
I'm
I'm also a lot. I'm
nothing.
also part
Yeah.
of this universe, so I'm something.
Yeah. Blah,
Anyway,
blah, blah. Vastness of time and space. Blah, blah, blah.
vastness, voids, so existentialism.
Maybe that's what the computer is trying to tell us.
Probably.
The point of that story.
Anyway, so if you hear that ringing, we apologize. I'll try to get rid of it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Do you want to read this little message we got from Mary?
Yes. That sounds awesome.
So Mary is awesome. We should link to her, to the video we did with her.
Absolutely.
We'll put that on the Facebook, Mary.
Yes, we did an awesome butterbeer, vegan butterbeer, mind you, a video with her that was the best.
It was so
delicious.
Good.
And I got to dress up like a Quidditch fan, yeah. And it was just a day of fun.
It was a fun day, yeah.
I enjoyed it. But today we are here to read her mail and question.
Yeah, she answered the call. Of a request for investigative help.
Do you want to read it?
No, take it away.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me lean forward here. Okay. Mary says, I feel like I'm also possibly a cursed being. In the health department, for sure. I'm hopeful with your ongoing investigation that change is possible. Word. Maybe a look back on Bailey's childhood? Did he piss off a cat? An old lady? The listener wants to know. This listener wants to know. And it is a shame that Tolkien died before the movies. And then a nice cat emoji situation.
A cat spinning a record.
It's a DJ cat.
DJ cat.
So I, first of all, yes, we should probably do a little bit of digging into like who...
Oh, yeah.
Slash, what did I do?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we gotta go.
I'm sure there's something.
And I agree with her big time that we gotta go back far. I think we need, I don't think we can stop early. Okay. I don't think we can be like, we'll get into this in the next couple of episodes. But, like, I just think that this thing goes back further than you thought it did. Because at first you were like, oh, my first story is from high school.
Right.
But there are other stories that are from way before.
There are. Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. I don't know about any cats.
I hope it was a cat.
Probably an old lady somewhere in my life.
Could you imagine?
I'm sure I pissed off someone.
If this whole thing, we like trace it back and it's like your childhood cat and you like you like bothered it once and it was like
cat Yo-Yo.
Yeah, Yo-Yo the cat is the witch.
He was not a disc jockey, but he was.
But you know of? See, you're underestimating him. No wonder he cursed you.
You're right.
I mean,
absolutely. Sorry, Yo-Yo.
Yes, thank you, Mary.
I love that.
We're gonna.
Yeah, we gotta do all that. And also, I would love to hear, Mary, like, why you think you're cursed.
Oh, she has so many health problems.
Yeah?
Yes. I mean, I don't wanna, like, talk
about
that.
Yeah, but so, like, but do you feel like that's, you know, are there things surrounding them that make them a little bit weirder that you would say are curse related? I want to know. I just want to know if, because what if more people are cursed than we know? You know, what if cursed beings are among us all the time and we just have no idea whether I'm cursed or not? I want to know.
I think I'll be connected.
Yeah. We'll see.
Anyway, yeah, tell us more, Mary.
Tell us more. So, what else?
To the Instagram.
To the Insta. Okay.
Dude, the pictures on Instagram have been making me laugh lately.
Why?
There was really the funny one about Ariana Grande and the Pope.
That was so funny.
It cracks me up, yeah.
So our buddy Paul runs our Instagram, and he does a great job. I do not do well at the social media thing.
I'm so bad at it.
In general,
I'm just bad. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. But the problem is that I, more than anything, don't ever like look at Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't follow a ton of people. And so I was scrolling through and I saw the Ariana Grande Pope picture and liked it, not even knowing it was our podcast.
How did you not know? What did you think it was?
I just was like, oh, that's hilarious. Clicked it. And then I went, oh, wait, that's our thing. Okay, I'm a fool. Any whoozle whatsoes.
Oh, yeah, I regrammed it.
Oh, okay, here it is. So it's on our, if you go to our Instagram page, it's on the picture of the knife. From episode 2.
The Kniff.
And
scariest looking thing.
Help me read this. Should we say the username?
So this is from Maggie. I'll read the role of Maggie.
Okay, great. Yeah. And I'll be Paul because he was having an interaction with her back and forth.
She says, but like bad juju, why did he keep it? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
I assume she means why did I keep the knife?
Yes. Because so, like really though, why did you? Anyway.
Paul says, Maggie, whoa, good call. We'll make sure that gets asked in our next minisode.
Here so we are.
This is what's happening.
And then she says, follow up, has he kept mementos from other crazy life moments like the robbery?
And then Paul says, yes, not the robbery, but other stories to come, which is true.
Did he talk to you about that?
He did. And also, but he and I have talked about it before that I have, well, I don't want to give too much away, but I have multiple.
Yeah, because you've had to send him stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a few. And we're also going to, oh, and then he says... Oh, yeah, this is what I was about to say. He says, I'll post pics of the house from the robbery. Yes. Yeah. I found some pictures of the house and a couple of other things that were kind of related to that from my Lawrence, Kansas days. So I was thinking about sending those to him, and we're going to put them on the Insta and the Facebook page as well.
I love it.
But, yeah, so if you want the truth why I've kept them, I guess... I don't know. There's something to it being sort of like an I survived or like a, I like you know, it's like a trophy in a way or like
like a serial killer.
Mementos from my kills. Yes. but kind of in a weird way I'm like kind of proud of them. Like they're not they don't sorry guys, forgive the straw slurp.
Look, I had to finish my smoothie. I'm not sorry.
Love it. But so, what was I talking about? I'm gone. It's what was it? What,
I don't
words?
Know.
Oh. But that's why I keep them. And,
oh,
and,
yeah.
And I don't feel negative energies coming from them or anything of that nature. They kind of just remind me, you know, like, don't get in that situation again. And
does
and
it work?
It hasn't yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get rid of them. I'm like, you know, like, they're part of my story.
What if it turns out that, like, that's how we break the curse? Would you be willing to part with them?
To, like, get rid of mementos?
Yeah, if they're cursed.
Yeah, sure. Great. Yeah. Yeah, if that's what we have to do. Sure. That's not what it's going to be. Here's the thing. I don't even... I'm not even on board yet. So, like...
Well, we got time.
Okay. I mean, I'm on board with the podcast. That's for show. I just don't know how much I believe that it's legitimately a curse and not just like...
Bro, how long?
We'll see. We'll figure it out. We're figuring it out. That's what this mini-sode is. That's what the mini-sodes are for. That's what the the help from other people is for. Yas? Okay. So you said there was something from the Gmail too.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know.
This is my favorite one. Okay. You ready? Here's the subject line. Bailey has it wrong.
What?
So naturally, I clicked on that.
Yeah, who's it
so
from?
So fast. Oh, you'll hear.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Bailey told the story that we used to taunt him about Timmy in the cage that was in the basement. His name wasn't Timmy. It was Petey. Petey escaped his cage one night and ate through an interior wall of the basement. He was able to climb his way to the second story, where he entered my parents' room through a vent opening. He lived with us for years before I went to college. He's probably 27 years old now. His hatred of the cage persists. The proof is attached.
What is the proof?
And if you couldn't guess by now, that is from your brother.
That's from my brother, Bart.
Okay. And the proof that was shared... looks to be a picture of you sternly looking into the middle distance in the show Danny and the Deep Blue Sea.
Uh-huh.
And there's just sort of a birdcage on top of your scene partner.
But it looks like, I'm going to post this on the Instagram, because it looks like one of those like 80s photo shoots from the mall. Where you, like,
what?
Are looking up at, like, your brother, and he's, like, a distant, like, you know, or like, you're looking up at, like, your like younger brother's like baby photo or something, and he's like faded into the picture, things like that. But it's a cage.
So that was my favorite thing.
Wow.
I've ever gotten. Okay. I'm glad that he's here keeping us honest.
Thanks, Bart. And also, thanks for listening.
Best Gmail.
You're the best. Proof is attached. I'll post that on Instagram. What else do we need to get done today? Oh, I burnt my tongue today. Don't know if it's the curse or just curse. Bailey just burning on soup that I didn't think was hot.
I want to know if it's the curse that every single time you get here to record, you leave at least one thing in your car.
I always end up having to go downstairs. Or at home. Luckily, I'm very close. Is that the curse,
or you just, or do you need to be worried about your memory?
Well, you know, we talked about this before, but I'm constantly in a state of, is this the curse or not the curse?
Oh, yeah. No, I am now, too.
Everything. It's, yeah. You know, I see things that I didn't see before, places, and I'm like, wait, oh, crap, is that for me? Is that, am I supposed to see that?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like that thing of, like, you would never notice a red Jeep, but then if you tell yourself, look for all the red Jeeps, all of a sudden you'll see them
everywhere.
You're
going to see them all. But it's sort of, but I'm not like telling myself, look for like pentagrams.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them.
Yeah.
Or I'm not telling myself to look for witch stuff. And yeah, I mean, okay, Halloween just happened. But
yeah,
I'm not, I mean, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm even seeing more Harry Potter stuff than I'm used to. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know.
I knows, man.
That this was a great minisode.
I would say it's our
top two minisodes.
It's in our top two minisodes, I would agree.
Top four episodes, top two minisodes for sure.
Definitely.
What else? Is there anything else we need to get done?
No.
Fucking minisode.
Thanks for listening to our top two minisode. Mm-hmm. Minisode.
We're gonna call this one
minisode number two.
Yeah.
Book-bah.
Oh, guys, yeah. Can we can we do that now? Can we let everyone know?
Because whenever we like are sending stuff back and forth to each other, we abbreviate the show, and it's a long title. So it's BWCBAW, which when spoken kind of sounds like you're a chicken. Do you care to demonstrate? Book-bah. So if you hear us making chicken noises, that's all it is. Anyway, so don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Bailey Was Cursed, and send us all of your series and leads, and email us at baileywascursed@gmail.com, and save me from myself. No, I regret telling them about this. Okay, bye. Oh my god.